Joy Blue, yeah.
Yeah, and she was hammering. I just talked to Lisa the day before yesterday. She called me. She and Nancy have bought a house together.
Wonderful.
And it's got a big swimming pool and 4 bedrooms. And she's so excited. But she's also in the process of moving. And she's like, I'm having such a hard time just leaving this place where I have so many wonderful memories. That she's sitting in a room and she just like memorizes the room. And that I just caught her at a moment when she was busy memorizing her room. Was she drawing it on a piece of paper? Don't worry.
She was drawing it in her mind.
Drawing it in her mind. Oh, I suppose that's really kind of a bizarre way to say it's a segue to the poem that I have here, because I was trying to look for things that were older, and I found some about childhood memories. And this one is Childhood Memories number 2. I did a series of these, I think, in like 94 or so. This is Childhood Memories number 2. I was in the basement, the playroom. That's where all my toys were, you see. And Sherry was with me, and we were playing house, or maybe it was office. We did that inside a lot of the times. I had old forms that old businesses were throwing away, and we had 2 desks, dead calculators. My sister even made a switchboard for me. Well, we were playing grown-up, whatever the specifics were, I don't remember. Why do children want to grow up anyway? Because it's a different kind of pain, I think. Well, we were playing this make-believe when I proceeded to go to the toy chest, pull out my sister's old communion veil, and walk around the pool table in the center of the room. Take a step, feet together. Take a step, feet together. What are you doing? She asked. Getting married, I answered. Chris and I are getting married, I said. Chris was a friend of my sister's, you see, an older man in high school, unlike us poor slobs who were still children. And she attended the wedding, and I threw her the bouquet, and she caught it, just like she was supposed to do. And when the whole thing was over, I walked my imaginary groom to the corner of the room, and I put away the veil. And that's when she took the veil, put it on, and acted like she was getting married, too. What are you doing? I asked. Getting married, she answered. To who? I asked. To Chris, she answered. And we argued and argued, but I just married him. You're not supposed to do that. And before you know it, we were in a shouting match. Why did we want to grow up anyway? Because we wanted a different kind of pain, I think.